Sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s, and light winds becoming southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Your boater's forecast for the Monterey Bay for this evening, southwest winds 10 knots becoming north after midnight, wind waves less than 2 feet, and a western swell of 2 to 3 feet at 14 seconds. Currently at 63 degrees in San Jose, 61 in Boulder Creek, 51 in Watsonville, 52 in Salinas, and 51 degrees in Monterey. Right now, outside the KSEO studios, it is 51 degrees. And now, stay tuned for the second hour of our rebroadcast of this morning's special Saturday special.
Indeed, we have another full hour ahead of us. What are we going to do with it? Well, the first thing we're going to do is start the hour number two off officially. The top of New Time.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSEO Radio. Bye.
And welcome to hour number two of our celebration of the life of Don Husing, our good friend, 47-year veteran of KSEO Radio. Through all three ownerships. I don't think that ever happens in the radio industry. I'm convinced Don deserves a place in the Guinness Book of World Records here. But Don left our planet 5-6 weeks ago, and we are just now celebrating his life for the remaining 53 minutes here on the Saturday special. And here at 2300 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz, the celebration will continue beyond the noontime hour for another couple of hours or so at the parking lot at 2300 Portola Drive, where you will be invited to come and participate. We have quite a number of guests here for the rest of the program today, so we invite you to enjoy the remaining minutes of the Saturday special. And we're going to go now to Easton Allen, who is in Los Angeles. Easton, welcome back to KSCO.
Thank you, MZ. It's great to be here. God, Don Husing was the greatest guy. I started at KSCO way back in 2009 as an intern. I wandered in one day and begged Rosemary to let me hang out there. And, I began writing news for Susan Simon. And, there'd often in the mornings be a power struggle for, me needing to write news on a computer in that back office and Don wanting to play solitaire and listen to old time radio. So I was back there with him quite a bit. And, he just indulged every interest that I had. It was great. I told him I was interested in radio. We would just talk for hours and hours about old time radio and how it's changed over the years. He was just the best. He taught me nearly everything I know there, like how to read the news, how to read the traffic. He was there every step of the way. And I moved down to Los Angeles, a year and a half ago. And every time I'd come up and I'd always see him, when I come to visit. And, we'd talk about, he was really interested in Captain America comics as I was. He was just the best. I will miss Don every single day. And, I grew up listening to KSCO. I grew up listening to him. He's been a big part of my life in the radio business.
Tell us what you're doing and why you moved to Los Angeles, Easton.
I currently work in the engineering department for Premier Radio Networks. We bring the Central Coast such fine programs as the Rush Limbaugh program and Just Because They Am. And I also work on the Ryan Seacrest program down here. and that is what I'm doing now. And I owe everything, everything to KSCO because of great people like Don Husing and Rosemary Chalmers and Michael Drilling and everyone else there. I learned everything I know. I learned at KSCO. It was the greatest. I love KSCO, and I listen all the time. I'm listening on the TuneIn radio app down here, and it's fantastic, and I love watching the station grow.
Hey, Easton, here's someone you might recognize.
Hello, Easton. It's so good to hear your voice on the air again. All your fans, you make your dad really proud.
That's Kim Allen, and Kim is here. That's all you got to say, Kim? Come on. Well, you're here for other things. Anyhow, I thought I'd have a little fun with you. Kim is Easton's dad, and they're a great family. And it's so great to hear that you're having wonderful success, and thank you for the kind words about Don and KSCO and the rest of us up here.
Oh, of course. He's an absolute legend, an absolute legend. I still have on my computer, like, a bunch of audio of him when he was first on the air and pictures of him and stuff that he would send me. And, he'll never be forgotten. He is legendary. So thank you for allowing me to share that.
Thank you, Easton. I toyed with the idea of, I'm a little embarrassed because I can't carry a tune very well. But on the occasion of Don's 30th anniversary here at KSCO. Vera Sarkissian is nodding her head. She remembers this, I guess. Huh? I recorded a little karaoke thing where I wrote some words. You know, it's to the, what was it? It's to My Way with, the Frank Sinatra song. And I just rewrote it for Don. And I'm embarrassed because but I'm going to play it anyhow because I think some of us will appreciate it here. So let's see if we can get that thing to play. Okay. Yeah, let's see here. The computer has to come up here, and the computer is very... I liked it better in the days before they had computers because the computers were never down, right? So. And now... It's 30 years, and so he'll face the next curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, the only things of which I'm certain, he's lived a life that's full, he's traveled on the Oakdale Highway, and more, much more than this, he did it Don's way. Regrets he's had to chew, but then again, to chew is not to swallow. He did what he had to do, and saw it through without lying fallow. He planned to drink his Coke and eat his lunch along the byway, and more, much more than this, he did it Don's way. Yes, there were times he'd want to punch that lousy slime who stole his lunch. And through it all, when there was doubt, he'd throw the cart and cuss it out. He faced it all, and he stood tall and did it Don's way. He's loved and laughed and cried. He's had his pill, his share of migraines. And now, as years pile up, he finds it all so ingrained to try to tell the time, and might we all hope in the right way,
Oh no, oh no, not Don. He does it his way. For who is this man? What has he got? He won't inhale nor smoke pot. He says the things he truly thinks with zero fear of catching stuff that stinks. The record shows he took the blows and did it Don's way.
Happy anniversary, Don Husing, from 30 years worth of your KSCO friends, family, and listeners.
Okay. So yeah, that was a few years ago.
Well, if one thing that proves MZ is that if Don must be really dead, because he would have stopped you halfway through that. So if that doesn't prove he's dead. Welcome back.
Wouldn't that be something if the whole thing was a hoax?
Yes.
Yeah. Fred Reese, welcome back to KSCO. Here you are. What you been up to?
I like to talk about Don for a second. I mean, I thought when he passed. I feel more of his passing here because he lived for radio. This is where he came alive. Don lived basically in an artificial world, you know, a contained world of radio theater and radio lights. And that's where his soul, his heart, his generosity, his spirit, his talent, those came out. And that's where I felt like when I walked in here, that's where I felt his life. I didn't feel it outside because he wasn't an outside guy. In fact, I almost think he really isn't dead because he ate a lot of things that had a half life. All those foods, and I think he might have died, but the food is still keeping him alive. Somewhere there's somebody powered by lasagna dinners and Diet Cokes that is still moving. And it's odd when I hear people talk about him swearing, because I never heard him swear. You know, I mean, I was one thing I noticed about him was he always lived in his little world. He's like Holden Caulfield if he had a drinking problem, I think, and didn't want to talk to anybody. But he loved the theater, radio. He knew old time radio shows. He knew old time TV shows. His references were always dated in the world that he was most comfortable with. And that's like when we did the news on the shows. I say there's news with the used, the man who brings you the present but lives in the past. And that pretty much, you know, like, and he, of course, hated me when he first met me. And you
really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, he didn't like my humor, which was so unusual here. And I remember I made some reference. There was some child person. It was like I said, something lipstick on a 9-year-old girl. And people are wondering why. I said, this, I think that's wrong. It makes her, it's kind of promiscuous, but she kind of does look a little cute. And then Don, like, hissed at me and walked out, and then eventually started
talking. He hissed and spit like a cat.
Yeah, so that's not funny. but he was all of that. But I owe him nothing from a radio career. He didn't inspire me at all. He's a wonderful guy. But he would expect me to say that about him. But he contributed a lot to the show. He would always put in radio drops. He helped produce the show. He was very generous with his time. I had him at Thanksgiving. We gave him frozen food. He watched us eat real food. it was touching, But I've been to his house, his little place there. Everything was alphabetized. Mm-hmm. His toilet paper was rearranged. I mean, he had the books, the radios. Everything about him was so anal that even he never had any bodily functions because everything else was anal. And so he didn't. And I don't think any of the food ever passed out of his body. In a good way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I hope that sounded good.
It's fine. So, Fred, I saw you on YouTube, and you're still doing stand-up. And you're, once in a while, you're on the radio.
Two-time cancer survivor. Got out of chemo about a year and a half ago. Been writing some books, doing some radio. Tell people I lost both testicles to cancer, so now I'm officially a registered Democrat. So that works. And, chemo's very powerful, and you can't tell the difference between reality and fantasy, and I almost voted Republican twice as a result of it, so it evens out. But, yeah, it's all good. I mean, doing some books and got a Penn Award for a novel and wrote a book about my cancer experience, Today Cancer, Tomorrow the World, and speak to some cancer groups and help them out, and, yeah, a lot of good things,
Wow.
But it was upsetting to see... I'm here for Don because he was a wonderful guy, and I can think of a rough edge on him, and he lived for radio.
Right.
He lived for radio.
Well, thanks for coming back to KSCO. We'll see you in the parking lot for part two of the celebration later on. Whole lot more ahead, gang, in the next 40 minutes. I heard a voice that appreciated something that Fred just said. That voice belongs to Dave Jackson, engineer extraordinaire. Hey, Dave. Welcome back to KSCO.
Hey, MZ. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm having some issues with the fact that everybody we know is starting to pass away. But hey, this is wonderful that you're doing this.
Well, you know, people do that. It's a lot of that going around.
It sure seems to be. Well, as you know, Michael, I'm about 10, 11 years younger than you. So I started listening to Don about the time he hit the airwaves on my first transistor radio here in Santa Cruz in about 66 when he started. And he's kind of the reason why I was spurred into the entertainment industry and into radio. And I actually first worked at KDON in Salinas, both the AM and the FM. That's back when the AM was the big D, California Country, 1460. And I did that for a little while, but I always wanted to work for your radio station. And I actually started there as the janitor.
I remember that. And we wondered, now I know. That guy has a history in radio because he knows too much. But you never told me anything about the KDON thing.
Oh, I thought I did. Since you and I had talked about so much over the years, I'm surprised I didn't tell you about that. I was actually hired to do the weekends, and I you got kicked off of KSCO for making a fart noise. I got kicked off of KDON. For playing during the religious programming, you have to play the public service stuff in the mornings.
Right.
Sunday mornings, of course, you can spend the religious discs. I don't know if KSCO still does that, but KDON did. Well, I got thrown off the air there for playing AC/DC's Highway to Hell right before the Lutheran Hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And I back announced it, bringing the devil to the nation. That was AC/DC with Highway to Hell.
Can't wait to hear your Don Husing story, but let me put you on hold for just a second, Dave.
Okay.
We want to get Patsy in Paris, France. If I could put you on hold. For some reason, the hold doesn't seem to be working here. If we lose you, please call back. But here's Patsy in France. In Paris,
Hi.
France. Hey, Patsy, which Patsy are you? Calling all the way from Paris.
Yes, and I'm listening to your program. It's just great. Yeah. I'm an old friend of Don's. We met at Gavilan Junior College in Hollister in 1963, and we dated for about 2.5 years, and then in 1965 I went to France to study French, and I fell in love with France and a French boy, and ended up staying here. So I've lived in Paris since 1967.
Oh my gosh.
And Don and I had absolutely no contact for 46 years. I hadn't heard from him and didn't know how to contact him. And then 2 years ago, my mother passed away, and Don read the obituary in the Hollister Freelance and found out what my last name was, and he found me in Facebook. In Facebook.
I didn't even know Don used a computer. My gosh.
Yes, he has a profile in Facebook. So he found me on Facebook, and we've been communicating on email and Facebook in the last 2 years. And last summer, I was in California, and we met and went out together, and it was just wonderful, rekindling our friendship, and you know, just the old days, like we've never been apart. So we even went to a Madeleine Peru concert at the winery, the Mountain Winery, and in Saratoga. And he sent me so many CDs and so many artists that I'd never heard of, introduced me to Eva Cassidy and Johnny Hartman and Jim Brickman. And he was just such a romantic and a sentimentalist. And but he had a very good sense of humor. I realize you all realize that. I think that was that was one of the qualities I appreciated most in him. So I was back in Capitola this summer, just last month, and we had such plans to get together and go on outings together. So it was just so sad. It's just a few days before I left home that he passed away. And so I did come by this radio station last month and met some of you, a lot of his colleagues, and I understand how happy he was there and why he stayed there so long, because you are really a family, and I really love the ambiance there, and I appreciated hearing how much you respected him and liked him, and I know how much you miss him.
Indeed, I think you felt, yeah.
Yeah, so... good luck to you all.
Thank you, Patsy. Appreciate your calling from across the world here and saying your
well, you're
your
in
nice
my
words.
Thoughts. And I'm sure his spirit's still with you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thanks again. You take care now, okay?
Okay.
That was
Dawn
friend Patsy in Paris, France. Back to David Jackson. Dave, can't wait to hear your stories about Dawn.
Absolutely. Well, I'll cut to the chase. You know, I started at KSCO as a janitor, and Don and I, of course, hit it off right away. And he said, say, Dave, would you like to come and clean my house for me? I said, well, sure, Don, I'll go over there. Well, I got to his place, and I was amazed at the collection of things that he had. And one of the things I'll say is that Don just, you know, he told me where the key was, and I went in, and I realized when I saw the collection how everything was so well placed. This man likes things a certain way. So I cleaned everything he had. The first time I cleaned his place, I probably took about 4.5 hours, and I took every little statue, every little Hopalong Cassidy memorabilia thing down, cleaned his Coke machine. And of course, he had a classic Servco Coke machine inside the place.
Yeah, I remember.
But when he came back to the house, he looked around, and he said, my gosh. He said, I can't believe how clean this place is. And, of course, now I thought when I got there, this man is very clean already. He doesn't really need a housekeeper, you know. So I said to him, you know, Don, you really don't need a housekeeper. He says, well, I need a wife. And so I said, well, I'm not going to be that wife. And we hit it off from then on out. And, you know, as you know, I worked with Don for many years. The cursing thing... I'm not going to, you know, belabor the cursing point, but I did something, I got something that is a little bit different. Don blessed me with one of his cursing tirades on my answering machine one morning because something I had repaired wasn't the way he was used to it. And I'd made the repair, and generally what I used to do is, you remember, is I would leave instructions for everybody so they would know. Well, I neglected to leave instructions, and it was a Monday morning that he came in to do the morning show, and, of course, I had been working Sunday evening, Sunday night. You know, I used to work very late into the wee hours, and so I didn't leave the instructions, went to sleep, and I woke up about noon to find one of his fantastic tirades on my answering machine, and I still have it. I'm not going to play it, but I still have it.
Oh, come on. You got to play it, Dave. Come on.
Well, I can't because I'm sitting in my car. My car only has a compact disc player, and it's
okay.
On cassette format. So
all
that's
right.
My excuse.
All right.
Thank you, Michael, so much for doing this. I miss all of you guys. I miss Don terribly. Everything everyone has said has been true about Don. I can't say anything that hasn't been said. And thank you very much for taking my call, and you've done great with the station, and I'm going to keep listening. I'll see you later.
All right, there goes. Thank you, Dave Jackson. Here is an email from none other than our friend Steve Hartman in Lincoln, Montana. Michael, I've decided that listening to the program commemorating Don is better than calling in to put my 2 cents stamp on the show. You have so much real talent there and on hold that I really don't want to take time away from them. I loved Don. I miss him, and KSEO won't be the same without him. Yet, as I'm sure Don would say, the show must go on. Wish I was there with you all. Yes, John Sandage, with you all. Warm thoughts and best wishes, Steve Hartman. Okay. Eddie Hudson and his orchestra is here. Oh, my gosh.
What's this orchestra?
Yeah.
Orchestra BS.
I just sort of came out. So Eddie, it's good to see you back at KSEO.
Yeah,
you are the voice. I mean, the voice of God. My God, when I got here as owner in 1991, the station that helped you, I need to grow about 18 more gonads to even approach, you know, your, you know, voice. Now,
not anymore. Listen to what's happened to my voice.
Happened to your voice?
I've had 10 surgeries. I've been through all kinds of medical hell, and my voice is just affected by that. And I'm trying to find out why. And my primary care physician says, well, Eddie, you're getting older. I says, no, don't give me old age. Tony Bennett is 85, and he sounds like, you know, a 40-year-old. Yeah, but we're all different. Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I think it has something to do with the ability to press air, you know, up through the pipes.
Well, I cough.
Because you sound the same. It's just not as timbrey.
Well, I have to say, Bill Brooks told me, another friend of KSCO for years, told me, he says, Eddie, you've got still have the expression. Well, I do, but the timbre is gone. You know, the resonance is gone.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird, and it makes me sad because this is the way I've made my living since I was like 14 years old.
Yeah.
But, oh well, c'est la vie. I've got one great Don story.
Oh, I can't wait.
And it's about swearing.
Uh-huh.
And I won't say the word, but it was during the broadcast of the earthquake that that was the first day I was on the air, actually, at
KLRS. You and John Muth really carried the show.
Yeah. KLRS, and it was the first day I was on the air at KLRS, and the earthquake hit. And Don, I mean, the place was bedlam, you know, it was, you were around.
Sure.
And we had people visiting here. This was the only, place was lit up. You know, everything else was dark because the electricity was out around here. And I told Don, I says, can't any of you guys go out in the street? Don't we have equipment? You can go out in the street and do some man on the street interviews or something. I mean, you know, and he responded to me like, Eddie, the S word, poop for brains,
yeah,
is what he called me.
Right.
And
okay, we
and
get
I,
it.
And I laughed.
All right.
I said, Don, and I started laughing, and he started laughing, and he said, and every time we encountered each other from, you know, here, there, and everywhere over the years, I've related that story. I've called myself S for brains.
Right.
And we've had a good laugh over it. He said it's harder than hell to be mad at a guy when he laughs, when you swear at him and he laughs about it. But Don, you know.
That is a great story.
Don was a great guy and a genuine, you know, broadcaster. I've only known one other guy that's been at the same radio station for as many years. Back
there
in
is
my
someone?
Hometown.
Yeah,
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's been there about the same amount of time.
Uh-huh.
But Don, call it a record because it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But where else do you work here? You know, I do a little jazz show on an FM station, a public radio station. But
KUSP?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When is it on?
Midnight till 2 a.m. Friday mornings.
Uh-huh. Well, tune in. But make sure you're listening to KSEO with the other ear.
Yeah, okay. There you go. There you go.
Eddie, good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for inviting me, and it was wonderful to hear from Rosemary.
And it's
good to see you again.
And you'll stick around. You didn't recognize me, but that's okay because nobody else does either who hadn't seen me for more than a year.
We do age.
Anyhow. So you stay with us for the rest of the festivities out in the parking lot after the radio program. That'd be great. Thank you. That's Eddie Hudson. Here is John Gorman, also known as G-Man. G-Man, welcome back to KSEO.
Thank you, MZ. How are you?
I'm sad about Don, but I'm happy we're having this wonderful remembrance.
Well, I want to thank you and Rosemary for inviting me. When I think of Don, you said 47 years all at KSCO,
yeah,
right?
Isn't that amazing?
And, you know, we hear stories of throwing the carts and you know, over there in his room, if all those soundboard acoustic panels on the wall, there's little divots in all those little panels of where he threw the cart. But attention to detail matters and professionalism matters, and that and doing things the right way matters. And that's why he was here for 47 years, because you know you could count on him to get things going the right way. And when I was here, you know, 20 years ago working, what I take away from knowing Don is getting a job that you love. You know, if we have all had jobs in the past where we didn't love it, I love working here. But when I think of Don and how much he loved his job, I think, well, you know, he wasn't stuck in a cubicle all day. He wasn't dragging pallets around a warehouse all night. He was doing what he loved every day, and that's really what I take away from Don, that he was really was inspirational to do what you love every day.
Yeah, and you do that now.
Yeah, I'm teaching fourth grade up in Sacramento. Got married and two boys, 6 and 4, but still keep in touch with Rosemary and come down here a couple times a year and see them. But, yeah, it's kind of sad here about Don, but I know he's up in heaven and we'll see him again someday soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, great. Hey, thanks for coming by, G-Man. You'll stick around for at least another 2 or 3 hours. We'll get to talk to you some more.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That'd be great. Okay. Now, let's see. We have Joe Ferrara, Atlantis Fantasy World, on the telephone with us. Hey, Joe, welcome to KSCO. You knew Don?
I knew Don very well. Actually, for 37 years I've been in town, and Don has been a customer. I've been a customer for that whole time. And we got to know each other extremely well. I also play music, and he would come out and hear the music. And between connecting on old radio shows or old who sang what song or whether, you know, Don was a font, as we know, of knowledge and stuff. But, you know, the thing that I remember the most, too, about Don is he was so even-tempered. I would say that if Don was laughing at a joke, he would be amused. I don't remember Don ever having a tantrum when he got upset or laughing uproariously when he was entertained. Don was the most even-tempered person I knew, to the fact in the early days of my business, when he would come into Atlantis, there would be a good hour or so when nobody else would walk in, and we would be talking about the old Zorro or Lone Ranger, the strips, the comics, the TV shows, whatever. And it was very easy for Don to get lost in the journey and go out to his car and be met with a parking ticket. And he would come back into the store, show me the ticket, and a look on his face. There was no way he felt he deserved this ticket, but I wasn't going to help him pay for it. Who could afford to do that, you know? And that scene continued to play out over 37 years. I can't tell you how many times Don would get lost waxing nostalgic with me about something, either with the comics or the radios, whatever, and he'd come back in. And after a while, it got to be a joke. He would just hold up the ticket and show it to me on his way out, you know? And he was just such a delight, because he would enjoy listening to conversations and wait for the appropriate time and then interject what he felt was additional information without being intrusive, you know, whenever we were in the store together. So wonderful memories of Don as this walking encyclopedia of just a lot of fun, trivial information.
Well, we thank you very much for participating today and remembering Don Husing, Joe Ferrara from Atlantis Fantasy World. And continued success to you, Joe. Thanks again.
Thank you. I'll see you this afternoon.
Great. Good. We'll see you then here at the parking lot at 2300 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz. Vera Sarkissian, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, MZ.
Yeah.
You know, your song brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, Don's Way, yeah.
I don't know.
You had heard that before, the day that we put that on, right?
I think a long time ago, yes.
It only played on the air once before today, you know, and Don saved it, and I got a copy of the card and put it on the computer and decided to save it. So.
Really nice. This is such a family. I come here, and it looks sort of like a gray hair convention.
Oh, well.
Well. There are a few people here that, yes, sorry, there's some darker-haired people around, but,
yes.
You know, some of us have covered it more than others. But here you are.
So you did news here for quite a while.
Yeah, about 7 years,
uh-huh.
And learned most of what I did learn from Don, really.
Yeah.
He was a fountain of information to me and such a professional, really, and a connoisseur of my soups.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, now, there's yet another reason I feel bad that I didn't hang around here more. I mean, I missed, what else have I missed around here? Holy Christmas. Yeah, so anyhow, I could imagine. I remember, now, thinking back, I did come here once or twice and got to savor your creations here for the culinary. Anyhow.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a good old thing.
Well.
So.
Don, yes, he used to get angry and the refrigerator would be missing certain things. He would come around and let everybody know. But, you know, anything I brought, he certainly wolfed down quickly enough.
Did he ever discover anybody in the act of stealing his lunch?
I don't think so. Whoever.
Well, if he would have, what do you think he would have done?
Probably not too much. He might have started yelling at them or whatever, but, you know, we've discussed his on-air and off-air
right.
sort of persona, but he was always Mr. Control to me, and he was always very well-groomed, especially his... I never saw hair out of place on his beard, his little goatee. Great stuff. And
yeah.
his the head, he was... looking for something called Vavoom by Matrix. This is something he had used years before. I know. It's a professional product that usually you can only get through beauty supplies or salons.
Okay.
So I found sources for him with that, and I would bring my mousse and then my Diabetes American Diabetes Association magazine when I was finished with it.
Uh-huh.
To give to him, and he enjoyed that, and we would discuss recipes occasionally. So he was a great guy. I'm really going to miss him. You don't appreciate people. Why is it? Until they have to be gone, and then we see what's missing.
Well put. Now, I've suggested this before, and I thought it would be a neat idea. I'm going to say it again. Why is it that why is it that people are eulogized after they're dead? Why don't they be why don't people eulogize other people just while they're still alive? So we know that they can hear it and really and see at least see their reaction. They could probably hear it anyhow, but
it's part of the human psyche.
Yeah,
we appreciate things after.
Is that too weird? Is that too morose? Is that too macabre? Doing that before a person's gone. Is that a crazy idea? What'd you say, Rosie?
Look at Quigley. Look at that wake that Richard Quigley had. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
It was fantastic. He sat in the chair and he listened to Elf. And Hula's enthusiastic too.
Oh, I see.
You know that she would be stealing Don's treats. She would steal his donuts.
She's the one.
His treats on the desk. He'd leave them in the morning and he'd go for a walk and she would just steal them and it would piss him off a lot. When I signed his book, I put Hula's missing your treats.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a nice thing to do.
Yeah, but how many of us know ahead
Joys
of time?
Of life radio.
No, well, you don't even have to know. I mean, why doesn't someone just do a eulogy about you or Rosie or me?
Because
you know, while we're still alive, why not? We could start a whole new format in the radio industry. What do you think, guys? What do you think?
They can't miss us if we don't go away. That's why.
Oh, I never thought of that. Okay. That was Mark Silverman, by the way. Okay, now Andy and Jana are here.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. We've got these T-shirts that we've got on were actually given to us by Don.
We're a gift to.
And the KSCO Count on Us earthquake T-shirt.
Yeah.
Quite a fashion.
October 17th, 2 years ago, I think, or maybe it was 3 years ago. Could it have been 4 years ago? Because the 20th anniversary would have been four years ago.
So that was probably when it was. We've been coming to KSCO to do Rosie's morning show for probably about 12 years, and we actually heard of this station because of Don.
How's that?
Well, we were over at KPIG doing the music show there.
Okay.
And when I finished singing, and Don was out on the balcony, and he's talking my head off, and he was rhapsodizing about Rosie and Rosie's show, and he was just saying what a great place it was, and we had to come and do the morning show. And so that's how we got involved with KSCO.
Okay.
And it was funny, because earlier somebody was saying that he was a quiet guy. Well, when I talked to him, couldn't shut him up.
Yeah.
He was just so interesting and talked and so friendly.
Yeah.
So I just have really good memories. And every time we'd come and do Rosie's show in the morning, I'd totally look forward to seeing
him. So how often was that?
How often do we do
this show? Well, we've probably been coming to do Rosie's show probably on average, maybe twice a year.
Uh-huh.
Probably every 6 months. Mm-hmm. We come on to promote shows that we're doing and various things like that. And, it was all, and when we'd always see Don in his little room, and he'd always be, doing stuff. And he was a real ambassador for the station, and a real enthusiast for radio generally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he just really had a love of radio. And, as everyone's been saying, for him to be involved with the station for 47 years, and it just showed how much he was just into it, and to go and volunteer over at the other stations and whatnot, Yeah,
totally.
Totally a great guy.
I keep learning things about Don that I didn't know, and I've known him for, since 67.
Yeah.
It's a long, long time, and I keep learning things that I didn't know. As I say, hey, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And we'll see you out in the parking lot later, along with whoever in the town decides to show up here and send their best to Don.
It's Rosie, a beautiful day. Yeah. I just wanted to put a different... Everyone's talking about the radio thing. For 22 years, I've walked into this building, and I've gone, morning, Don. And he's gone, morning, Rosemary. Of course, he's not here anymore to do that, so I'm still coming in every morning, and I'm saying, morning, Don, and then I have to say, morning, Rosemary. So that's kind of sad.
Oh, so you say you say the Rosemary part.
Yeah, and then we put the lights on, because that's where he sat. But Don came to my house every Christmas and Thanksgiving for the last 22 years. So that's going to be very difficult.
Ooh.
Yeah, very difficult. But he turned me on to Hawaiian music, and it is such a wonderful, wonderful thing that he did. I'll love him forever for that, because it's such beautiful music.
And is that what you play at Thanksgiving, Hawaiian
music?
Yeah,
and every party we ever had, Don would come, and I'd say, okay, music's up to you, and he would take care of the music for all of the parties. And on that subject, and I know there are a lot of other people to speak, so I won't spend very long. And the dog wants to speak too, but we've had a special request to close out the show with a piece of music that Don particularly loved. It's a piece by Johnny Mathis that his family have requested. So Billy is recording that, and we will play that as we go out of the show today.
Alrighty.
So thank you, and so great to hear all these voices and see all these folks. It's really fabulous.
Yeah. Before we go to Ethan and Mark, let's go to Mr. Logic himself. Hey, Mr. Logic.
Hi, MZ.
How you be in paradise? Also, we asked if Dick Little sees you, and he said no.
Yeah, I haven't seen Dick Little for almost 10 years. I think I saw him once or twice.
But you both live in paradise, so you should be running into each other. Hopefully, it won't be with your cars.
No, we don't seem to cross our paths very often up here. I don't know why.
Uh huh. Well. So happy you called in. I remember some great promos for the Thinking Machine with Mr. Logic that were produced by you, and I did not even realize it was Don, the one that says, "Hello, Igor. Who is that with you, Igor?" And I said, "Who was that?" And he said, "It was Don Hughes." And I said, "No, it wasn't. But it was, huh?"
Yeah, it was Don. He did both Igor and Master. I used it as the opening for my show for a number of years. In fact, I'm still using it now. I found some old recordings, and I...
Oh, my God. Can you play it over the phone?
You have them at the station.
Where? Do you know where they are, Billy?
Well,
he doesn't know. I was hoping we could find those, but, whatever.
Well, yeah, just whoever does my Sunday show, ask them where they find the opening dialogue, and that's where it's at.
Oh, okay. We were able to find that, but we weren't able to find the original music.
I've got the original music on it, too, as well.
Oh, my God.
But the reason I was calling was it occurred to me that perhaps being on the radio, many of the listeners may not even know what Don Husing looks like.
Yes.
Well, if you go to KSCO.com/TM, that's the homepage for the Thinking Machine.
Yeah.
At the very top, there is a picture of the front door of KSCO Radio, or at least the way it looked years ago. And it's actually a guided tour of the station. And if you click your way through it, you'll actually see Don Husing sitting at the front desk.
Oh, my gosh. Now I remember that. Yeah, you did like you put this together, golly, what, 15 years ago or something, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it's kind of old, but somebody might get an idea at least what Don Husing looked like back then.
Well, we're definitely going to put the wonderful photograph that we have of him on the remembrance up here. I'll be seeing you, Johnny Mathis. Okay. Well, here, can I put this in, like here, Billy, do I do it like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. And it lasts 4 minutes, and so we'll play the whole thing?
Whatever
the
you
end?
Want to do.
Okay.
Charge.
All righty, thank you. So, yeah, Mr. Logic, yeah, that was great. So you and Don go back a long way, and you had a lot of fun together and had some creative times and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah, he did several things for my show. I remember one skit we did was we had subtitled radio, where Don would come in and speak subtitles while I was talking. And one of the lines he had was, "Well, Mr. Logic sits and thinks of something clever to say. He picks his nose." So anyway, that was one of our little skits that we put together.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. Well, terrific. So, yeah, boy, wish we could dig up some of those things and put them in an archive somewhere. But so you'll be on the lookout for that, and so will we, okay? But thank you for calling in today.
Okay, well, good luck to you all there, and sorry to hear Don's gone.
Yeah, but thank you for calling. Wish you were here, and we'll see you one of these days, maybe at the holiday party.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. There's Bob Bishop, Mr. Logic. Nikki James. Hi, Nikki James.
It's been a while. How are you?
It's nice to see your smiling face.
Thank you.
Yeah, broad smile.
It's really weird being on this side of the Saturday special.
That's true. You used to run it here. And
I did.
Yeah, those were the good old days, too. But you were good friends with Don.
I was. I miss him a lot. I worked here from 07 to 12, and I did the weekend shift. So I didn't really see anybody except for live shows. And Don is the only one that came every weekend to prep because of how anal he was, as we've all been talking, and prepared. He would prep for the week, and he would come, and he would stop at Starbucks. And he would sometimes bring me coffee, but the best part is he would always bring me a donut. So yeah, every weekend Don would come and prep for a show. We'd talk about old time radio and just, it was great. I love talking with him, and he was always so generous and such a great friend to me. He would make me CDs, and he knew my grandparents loved old-time radio, so he would bring me different things to take back for Christmas to my family. And I'm going to miss the guy a lot, and he's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
So yes. I just wanted to jump on and say that.
We're so happy you came down. You'll be here for a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to party.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Nikki James. All right. Mark Silverman.
Thank you so much. It's, you know, my history with Don doesn't go back as far as some of the folks here. And it's kind of like, did you know Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings? You know, for me, he was my first producer on the radio.
Right.
And it was so cool after spending so many years on his side of the glass to be on this side.
Yeah.
Talk about something during the show and have the bumper music going to commercial be something tied to what we were talking about. And it made me feel like I was really doing radio. And working with Don and working with everyone here, it just was such a great experience and has been such a great experience. So I had to
come and throw my two cents in about
that. Yeah, now you're doing, besides doing On the Mark here on KSCO, you've been hard at work conquering the world of new media, yeah?
We're working on it. We'll talk about that. No,
okay.
Ethan.
Here's Ethan Behrman. Hi, Ethan.
Hey, MZ.
So nice to see you
here. Yes, a sad occasion to be coming in on a Saturday. But, I'm relatively new here, just a couple of years now. And no, I don't have gray hair. But Don Husing was one of the first people I met coming into the station.
You will after another few months on the air.
This is true, Mark. This is true. I'm looking forward to a little of that salt to go with the pepper, right? But Don, here he was, just the most professional person I think I had met. He's far more professional than Bill Graff. And so here he was, Mr. Professional, Mr. Radio to me. And I'll never forget the first time when he was having a problem doing something in the other room for the top of the hour news coming into that noon hour. And I hear him turn off his mic and start swearing up a storm. And I realized, that just because you're a radio professional doesn't mean you're a radio professional all the time. And so there was the human side of him, and Don was a wonderful human being as well.
He was definitely a human.
Definitely. Clearly. I mean, he was not an oarfish. He was not an oarfish.
Right.
So, no, but Don, great guy, really, really wonderful and a joy to work with. Absolutely. Miss him very much.
Thank you, Ethan Behrman. A.C. Smith. How nice to see you. Haven't seen you in ages. How you be?
It's good to be seen, and I be well.
You know Don from a long time.
Well, that's, if we're differentiating the various classes into the gray hairs and the young bucks, I'm definitely from the gray hair contingent. As I was driving in and listening to the show and people kept talking about doing things on the computer with Don, I found myself wondering, what are these computers of which they speak?
Uh-huh.
Of course, at the time that I worked here with Don, we didn't have computers. Everything was analog based. There were tape machines and cart decks, and everyone's talked about the flying carts. If there's one thing for me to share in terms of a brief Don Husing memory, for those of you who don't go back on SKSEO listeners this long, I did morning news with Don for a significant period of time back in, I'm not sure, I think it was the 80s or the early 90s, and I was just looking at the physical plant here and remembering Don sitting in master control and looking at the little news booth across the hall where we could see each other through the windows. And he would do the toss to me, you're actually Smith with the news. And I would pick up by saying, thank you, Don.
We always knew Dr. Guy Peabody to be an excellent dentist, and so we're not surprised when, once again, Dr. Peabody was voted best dentist in Santa Cruz County in the Good Times Reader's Poll. But you do not need a Reader's Poll to know how good Dr. Peabody is. Just ask his patients.
Hi, I'm Robert. I have found Dr. Peabody to be a wonderful dentist, and I would most highly recommend him to anyone.
My name's Ramona. My dentistry has never been better. I have beautiful teeth now. It was very comfortable, delightful experience, and I would recommend him to anyone.
My name is Terry. I am terrified of going to the dentist, and they told me about the Guy Peabody, sedated dentistry. They're really great people.
Visit drpeabody.com, that's drpeabody.com, or better yet, give Dr. Peabody's office a call at 457-0343 and be warmly welcomed and assisted in scheduling your appointment. That's 457-0343. You will be happy you called Santa Cruz's choice for best dentist.
Before you head out onto the open road, head on over to North Bay Ford and test drive a new eco-friendly, fuel-efficient Ford Energy car or truck. Hello, I'm Bobby Robinson. North Bay Ford is your locally owned dealership with low overhead, friendly, small-town values, and great deals on new Ford cars and trucks. Here are two kinds of eco-friendly, energy-efficient Fords you can find right now at North Bay Ford.
Get turbocharged direct injection performance with EcoBoost smart performance engines in the Ford Taurus, Explorer, Edge, F-150, Escape, Flex, and Fusion. Or get the power of gasoline and the savings of electricity with the new Ford C-Max and Fusion hybrids.
Head over to North Bay Ford and test drive a new eco-friendly, fuel-efficient Ford and enjoy the ride of your life. We look forward to meeting you at locally owned North Bay Ford, 1999 Soquel Avenue, Santa Cruz, or on our web at northbayford.com.
My name is Mickey Phelps here from Crown Cafe and Scotts Valley Market. I just wanted to let you know that Scotts Valley Market has some amazing prices on meat and produce and, of course, throughout the store. Jared and his crew from the meat department will be more than happy to cut a nice filet mignon to your liking. Also, Scotts Valley Market has an amazing hot food bar, and also we make some of the best sandwiches in town, like the Irish. So, folks, come on in and you'll find out that Scotts Valley Market has some amazing everyday deals. Also, at Scotts Valley Market, be sure to look for those yellow tags. That's where you're going to save a lot of money. And we'll be sure that we are very competitive with other grocery stores out there. What makes us different is that we are local and family-owned. So come on in. And while you're there, be sure to ask for Mickey. And don't forget that if you need any catering, give Crown Cafe a call at 831-566-1425. 831-566-1425.
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
We've all heard the term baby boomer referring to those born from 1946 to 1964. There are an estimated 80 million baby boomers, with the first wave hitting the Social Security and Medicare systems in recent years, with more to follow. Many healthcare experts are predicting epidemics of Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer among this group. However, these impending epidemics can be averted, as there is a new group emerging. This group we call the baby bloomers, because despite their chronological age, they are still physically fit, active, working, and playing. They've heard Dr. Wallach's message regarding diet, lifestyle, and nutritional supplementation. So while many around them diminish in health and vitality, they are blossoming and blooming into vibrant, healthy, on-the-go people. Wouldn't you rather be a longevity baby bloomer? For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.